Welcome to the SearchSystemsChannel.com podcast. This is Nicole Harding, Assistant Site Editor. Today's guest is analyst Greg Schultz, founder of Storage.io and author of the new book, The Green and Virtual Data Center. Greg will answer some frequently asked questions about green IT and virtualization in the data center. Thanks for joining us, Greg.
Great, it's my pleasure.
Let's start with discussing how solutions providers can take advantage of green IT and virtualization in a down economy. How can a VAR or channel professional build a business practice around green IT, and how can customers afford to go green when budgets are being cut?
Sure, there are many facets to going green or being green. Sure, some of them have to do with carbon footprints, helping out the environment. However, what's often not understood are the economic benefits as well as the environmental benefits by shifting to an optimized environment. Let's turn the value proposition around. For example, by improving on IT efficiency, that is doing more work, getting more productivity, better utilization, work done faster with the same or less resources, that equates to efficiency, lower cost, lower footprints, and yes, actually being green and that there is a smaller overall footprint. That's the other side of being green, is what's being referred to on an increasing basis as business sustainability.
So is going green about more than just saving money, cutting power consumption, and reducing carbon footprints?
Yes, indeed. Certainly there are money opportunities to mention helping the environment with recycling and beyond as well. However, there are real and tangible benefits from shifting to an efficient and sustainability paradigm. That is, look at IT in general as an information factory. And factories need to be invested in from a people skill standpoint, best practices, policies, new efficient equipment, technology, and tools, as well as tools for measuring the productivity and boost effectiveness to do more with less. In other words, one of the thoughts is that you can keep sending out payments to your utilities and to others, or you can transition to more efficient technologies that enable more work to be done in the same or smaller footprint, less time, doing more work, being more efficient. That's akin to paying your speeding ticket and increased insurance rates, or planning ahead, driving more effectively, and actually getting a good driver discount.
Can you give us some examples of green products and services that channel professionals can take to their customers to address their IT problems and promote sustainability?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a couple different ones here. One is, look at virtualization opportunities, both server and storage, beyond consolidation. Certainly consolidation is the low-hanging fruit where you can consolidate. However, take a look at where you can leverage virtualization to enable business agility, enable scalability, flexibility for those applications and data that cannot be consolidated. For example, there's a common notion that virtualization equals consolidation and consolidation equals virtualization. The reality is that virtualization also means and enables abstraction, emulation, agility, and other functions for those applications that can't be consolidated for performance, politics, financial, quality of service, compatibility. So some examples being enabling BCDR, enabling scale-up, scale-out, facilitating more efficient data movement, data migration, load balancing, and supporting upgrades, maintenance, and things like that. Another area is to help your clients redesign their data protection environment, including both high availability HA, business continuance, BC and DR, disaster recovery, as well as long-term data retention and archiving. So again, leverage the techniques and technologies to stretch their IT dollars further. For example, using tiered data protection, aligning the right technologies to the task at hand. Tape libraries are a great opportunity in that they can be used to bridge the old world, in other words, your investment in, or your customer's investment in software, procedures, skill sets, with new disk-based technology, while repositioning your investment or your customer's investment in tape for long-term archiving, data preservation. So really combining different technologies, data encryption, policy management, compression, dedupe, disk and tape based to stretch those IT dollars. Another is to get into the area of media recycling, both secure destruction of data, in other words, digital shredding, but also from an environmental standpoint where you can help your customers, your clients, be able to dispose of old, both digital media as well as electronic technologies in a safe manner, but also to comply with regulations, to comply with data loss prevention or DLP practices, among others. Certainly, blade servers are a great opportunity where practical to reduce footprint, but also to enable scaling for both scale-up, scale-out from availability standpoint.
How can VARs and service providers use cloud computing to address concerns about the economy and green IT?
You know, there's a lot of opportunities there. one of the first and foremost is to help, as a VAR, help your customers, your clients, understand what clouds are, where they fit, and to realize that cloud opportunities are just another tier of IT resources. In other words, cloud computing is another tier of servers. Cloud storage is another tier of storage. So what that means is help your customers understand how cloud storage can be used as part of VCDR, as a way of backing data up to a cloud, as a way of replicating data to a cloud. Whether you as a VAR, as a channel professional solution provider, are providing managed services, cloud-based backup, cloud-based storage service offerings, or partnering with somebody. The real key is to help your customers, your clients, identify and understand where they see clouds as not a scary indicator of an approaching storm, but rather help them navigate those waters and apply those resources as just another IT tier for addressing different issues.
Well, that's all we have for today. Greg, any closing comments?
Changes in technologies with that may be perceived as small impact. In other words, some technologies may appear on the surface as not having a lot of benefit. However, if applied to a large scale, a large environment, can have very, very big impacts. For example, using a disk drive that saves 5 watts over 200 disk drives, that's 1,000 watts or kilowatts. That's enough to power a new server. So look at things both that have small benefits over a large scale as well as large impact over relatively small amounts. But also, take a look at the many different facets and phases of being green and acting green. It's not just about carbon footprints. It's also about IT and business sustainability. Shifting towards efficiency, which is not to be confused with avoiding work, rather becoming more productive, more efficient. Look at data reduction rates or how long it takes to reduce or restore data, in addition to data reduction ratios. And of course, learn more in my new book, The Green and Virtual Data Center.
Greg Schultz, founder of Storage.io and author of The Green and Virtual Data Center. Thanks for your time.
Great, my pleasure. Thanks.
And thanks for listening to this FAQ podcast from SearchSystemsChannel.com.